Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, guys, we always say do something nice for somebody. You never know. Change your day, the week, the month, the year. It's something cool to care. Stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. We booed Joe. She's been booed.
Yep.
She's been booed because my buddy, him and his daughters, they booed my front door, which, by the way, I didn't know was a trend. You put a bunch of stuff in a bag that maybe that person would like candy, or I got little shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, when she gets here this morning, she'll be booed on
nice.
Her front door.
So what do we get? We got a bunch of candy I brought in for you. You had some other stuff in the bag as well.
Yep.
A couple of Diet Cokes.
I didn't get her any of those, but I got, she said she likes chocolate and peanuts.
Okay.
So she's loaded up with good. Anything peanuts and chocolate. So Snickers, peanut M&Ms,
yep.
Paydays, all that sort of stuff. Baby Ruth.
Good.
And then I went to Nothing Bundt Cake.
Oh, nice.
And I got her a little. So when she takes all the candy out, she's like, oh, hey, here we go. Yeah. So like day made, hopefully, for her. And I gave her the little note, like, you've been booed
right.
by Bob, Dusty, and Mac. Love you. Joe.
Okay, so, that's awesome. Yeah, and then did you sign PS, get that tree off the roof because it's growing out of the roof
no,
right now?
I don't want to do a compliment sandwich.
All right, because, you know, Joe gets everything done around here. She really is kind of like the mom of the place, right?
Yeah.
She takes care of everything, literally everything that nobody wants to do and does it. And so now that's why I keep saying, Joe, we got this tree that's growing out of the roof when you walk in, so you may need to get somebody up there today and rip that thing out.
Yeah, because she's so damn great. She'll just go up there.
She'll
go
up there and do it herself.
Well,
I know.
No, Joe,
we'll be leaving, and Joe will be on the roof today ripping
maybe
the tree
that's
out.
Something we can do. We can get the L ladder, and we can put it up there and, you know, use our piece and
yeah.
use it to
yeah.
take it down.
We could definitely do that, yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, we could. I mean, I'll do it. I'll go up there with some shears and, you know, recall that tree.
Yeah, we can definitely do that, yes.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today. So anyways, this game, man. So FS1, watching that yesterday, and I thought they made some good points about why this game is different. And they played the Jim Nance audio that we played yesterday on First Things First. And I thought Nick made a good point. And I'm not here to, you know, glaze or anything like that. But he says that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, there really isn't a real rivalry. Because Josh Allen doesn't have the clout that Mahomes has. Like, the 13-second game is Josh Allen's best game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best we've ever seen Josh Allen? That 13-second game? Like, that was, to me, that is the best Josh Allen has ever played. That's Mahomes' like sixth best game. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
What would you say is Mahomes' best game? Total sidetrack. What
Houston Texans, AFC divisional round.
Okay, that's hard to argue that one.
Eagles Super Bowl.
Hard to argue that one.
Right,
yeah.
And that's the thing here. We're trying to figure out, what's Mahomes' best game?
Mm-hmm.
By God, fellas, we know what Josh Allen's best game is.
Yeah.
And I think the narrative they had on this debate was that, you know, because Jim Nance said yesterday in the audio we played as well that, you know, they need each other.
Yeah.
Mahomes doesn't need Josh Allen, was where they went. And I think that the sidebar that I take from everything that we said yesterday and what the Nationals say yesterday, and then you put into perspective, this game is so great because It's the number one quarterback versus the second best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to debate that or not, I think the majority of the people in the sports world that follow the NFL would say it's Mahomes and then it's Allen.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's crazy because we talk about this. Allen's best game to me, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong and I'm missing something. Maybe it was that Monday night game this year against Baltimore where they came back and he looked good.
Got to be up there.
It's up there. And
but does he have the opportunity to do that if Derrick Henry isn't coughing up the ball too?
Well, that's not. We're putting. But
does Patrick Mahomes have the opportunity if Sean McDermott isn't a total idiot and kicks the ball?
No, you take advantage of the situations that you're in.
Yeah, yeah. And he did.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at Patrick Mahomes. He has 17 playoff wins. Josh Allen has 7.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's record in the playoffs is 7-6, I believe. Mahomes is 17-4.
Yeah.
So that isn't there. But what this shows you is that. That's the number one quarterback in the NFL. And I'm going to sound biased. I don't care. But number one quarterback in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. This shows you, if you ever want a visualization of how big the gap is between 1 and 2, you're literally getting it listed right here. 17-4 in the playoffs versus 7-6. But they're 1-2.
What is Manning's record in the playoffs versus Tom Brady's record
He's
in the playoffs?
3-2 versus Tom
no,
Brady.
No, no, I mean like overall record in the playoffs. Tom Brady's playoff record versus Peyton Manning's playoff record. I wonder if it's something similar where Tom Brady just blows the doors off of Manning when it comes to wins in the postseason.
Right, probably. But against each other, Peyton is 3-2 versus Tom in the playoffs. And, you know, Allen's been to 2 AFC championships in his career. Mahomes has only made it to AFC championship games.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh is the second best quarterback. But that's the gap. Like, that's how, like, when people say it's closer than you think, it's really not. Talent-wise, maybe. Accolade-wise, not even close. And I do agree that this is a rivalry because this is the most pure talent on one field between QB1 and QB1. And I think that's why we're drawn to this matchup. And I think that when you have that sort of talent in the guy that possesses the ball every play, that's why the game can hinder one player or the other. And both guys have a different skill set. And now we're starting to see Mahomes run more this year. We've always seen what, you know, what Josh Allen can do. So it's, I think that's where we look at this game. And I think it's more about the two best teams more than it is with the closeness of talent, because really the accolades aren't there between the two.
Yeah, but the talent is, and I don't want to see Josh Allen in a playoff game. I'll just be honest with you. I'll take anybody else on the field right now in the NFL in a playoff game. I don't want to see Josh Allen in a game. And if somebody said, who do you not want to see? That's my answer to that question. And I think at times we do understate what Josh Allen has not accomplished because of the team, you know, that he's been on, where the Chiefs just have been a better overall team and they found ways to get the job done, where the, you know, the Buffalo Bills did. They didn't lose the 13-second game because of Josh Allen. Now, you could say maybe they should have taken more time off. Come on, it's 13 seconds. Everybody and their brother, except for me, thought Buffalo had won that game at that point in time.
Because their head coach.
Because their head coach and their defense, yeah. But I do think they need each other. I think you need that rival, you know, to kind of keep it fresh, to keep it exciting, to keep you kind of going for something, to keep your eye on the prize. I think this Mahomes looks at this game and sees Josh Allen as a bragging rights game. We know how Patrick is, right? He wants to go out there and beat the best all the time. And that's where I think the Josh Allen rivalry comes in and why they do need each other. Because I do think it's a driver for both of those guys. Mahomes is putting his pants on this week going, all right, I got Josh Allen, man. This is going to be a big game. And his play rises because he knows who he's going against. This is what this team has been really for the better part of this era. Quite frankly, they play to the level of their opponents, right? We saw it in Jacksonville. We saw it last week for the first half against the Washington Redskins. We've seen it against the Tennessee Titans. We've seen it against the Raiders. We've seen it against teams where you're like, Carolina, why are we hanging around with this team? Why aren't we just going out and blowing them out? And so I think when they see games like this, these are the hype games that get you to do a 30-17 win over Detroit, or a 37-20 win over Baltimore, or, you know, even earlier on in the season, you're playing Sunday Night Football in New York, you go and you put your best performance of the year, you know, out there against the Giants. I think these guys need that kind of rivalry to get them kind of focused on how big that game is. And if Josh Allen's not there, this is a middling team right now that nobody's getting excited for. So I think having Josh Allen gets Patrick Mahomes that extra boost that he needs going in this game, knowing it's 1 versus 2 and everybody's going to be watching this one. And Patrick plays better.
He always plays his best against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Bob had mentioned. Like, you know, you see the talent on the other side, you raise your game. Like, I'm not going to lie. When we were sitting at Radio Row and I see all these national people around, I'm like, let's just go. Let's deliver our best, you know, takes. Yeah. Let's do it the best way we possibly can. Because over here is this guy. Over here is this guy. Over here is, you know, behind us is, you know, Fox. And over here is, you know, ESPN. But, I mean, I think that's a great thing to bring up, because you think about Allen Mahomes, but then you look at like what they have both accomplished, mm-hmm. and you're like, Okay.
But they bring out the best in each other, man. They great. Really do. And that's like Manning and Brady. They brought out the best of each other all the time.
Yeah, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Manning 14-13 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tom Brady 35-13.
So basically the same ratio, right? Like it is. It's the same ratio of basically wins that Tom Brady has, Patrick Mahomes has, Peyton Manning yep. has, Josh Allen has.
And the big difference is Manning got him. Josh has never gotten Patrick.
Not when it matters.
Not when it matters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.